Welcome to the Pastor's Corner for the Westside Church of God Seventh Day, November 2023. Living with your mate. Our scripture reading will be from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. Our relationship with Christ will be handled by our relationship with our mate and children of the home. The Apostle Peter here in this passage is dealing with various relational difficulties of the wife and husband of a home. So in verses 8 and 9, the Apostle Peter, who was a husband with a wife and mother-in-law, can give real-life advice. See Matthew 8, 14 to 15, which reads, "And when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose, administered unto them." Follow the in-depth thinking in this passage. Verse 1, win by knowing the word. Verse 2, use tact and diplomacy. Verse 3, use your God-given adornments. Verse 4, use a meek and quiet spirit. Verse 5, use humbleness and holiness. Verse 6, be an example of Sarah. Verse 7, husbands, treat others as you would want to be treated. Verse 8, strive for unity. Show compassion. Love as brothers and sisters. Practice humility. Be courteous. Verse 9, work at being a blessing. Verses 10, 11, and 12 is the conclusion. So let's read 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and that his lips speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." We should live this way. It is the secret of a good life, and it is what the Lord expects of us. Signed, Pastor Lewin. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast channel for upcoming episodes of the Pastor's Corner from the Westside Church of God Seventh Day in Oklahoma City. Our website address is wcog7.com. God bless.